I'm TJ Bow and producer Hope. We were just joking how Eric Church has the choir. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift has the Swifties. Our fans, we need a name. Our listeners that are there every morning with us. And on the Donuts Light text line, how about the Sippers?
Okay.
Be morning coffee with the Sippers. Okay, I can see that.
Mary on our Facebook when we asked said the Swarm.
Ooh.
Swarmies.
Swarmy.
I don't know.
Okay, how about work on it. Beekeepers off the text line.
Veronica said caffeinators.
That's true.
Let's just avoid the bee part of it altogether.
We are loving our coffee in the morning for sure. Caffeinators. The beehive off the text line.
Stingers.
Ooh.
Stingers.
Stingers.
Ooh. And then Lori just says beers.
Beers?
Lori, what do you think we're drinking here in the morning?
Let's stick to the coffee, caffeinated. Bee's knees off the text line.
The hive.
The hive.
The hive.
There's something there.
I know. It's right there. Just not thinking about it.
Yeah. Super bees. If you hear any you really
super
like.
Super bees. Bee's knees.
Yeah. Dun, da, da, dun. Got capes on and everything.
The honeycomb.
Okay.
That could be the collective.
Yeah.
But like then what are the, you know.
Yeah.
Like the church choir. There are honeycomb.
All right.
I don't know.
We're you know what? I say we narrow it down to like the top three and then have everybody vote for it. But keep them coming. Keep it. We don't have the top three yet. We have good suggestions. What do you think? You get up early with us. You're with us. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. What do you want to be called? Let us know. 585-252-WBEE. TJ Bowen, producer Hope Brooks and Dunn there.
Yeah, they're going to be performing, by the way, for the CMA Awards this week and featuring Jelly Roll.
Oh, yeah. That's tomorrow night on ABC. Yeah. Definitely check that out. And, you know, we sent Hope down there. She's road tripping. And will she get a picture with Brooks and Dunn? Who knows?
Will she find him? She does love older country.
She does like 90s. Yeah, she really does. That'd be cool.
She was a big fan of the Olympics. Simone Biles is going to be a presenter.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll find Simone.
Don Johnson. Miami Vice. Nash Bridges and now that new ship. You watch that show yet? Dr. Odyssey?
No.
He's the captain on it? Yeah, he's always working.
I was
working.
Like, where you been? I guess so.
Yeah. So maybe, I don't know. Maybe we should come up with a wager. A friendly bet. Who will Hope get a picture with? Because we sent her on assignment. Like,
right.
Please get a picture with somebody.
Right.
You're there watching. You're our eyes and ears in Nashville for the CMA Awards. Jeff Bridges from The Big Lebowski. The dude. Did you ever see The Big Lebowski?
A long time ago,
right.
Yeah.
Always had the robe on.
Yeah.
Always,
so you think he'll come out in character?
I think so. That's what if I'm a betting man, that's what I would do. He always had a white Russian drink. That was his drink. The Big Lebowski. They had the bowling scenes. They were big time bowlers. Maybe she'll get a picture with them. Or a country artist. Could be little big town Carly Pierce.
She's going to have such a great time.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
so many great live performances. Eric Church is going to be performing live, which... it feels like I don't see him as much performing live post-COVID. I just haven't very often. So that's going to be awesome.
I believe Post Malone is with Chris Stapleton. So
yes, that's huge.
Great performances. We'll all be watching, and then our eyes and ears are there. Who do you think she's going to luck out and get a picture
with? Remember years
with?
Ago when Ellen was like at the Oscars,
uh-huh.
Ellen DeGeneres, and she just kind of she took this amazing selfie with all of these celebrities around her. If I'm a betting woman, which we all know sometimes I am, I would guess she would try to pull something like that.
Okay, that's
it. Or she just gets in front of all these famous people and takes a selfie.
She might be the most photoed person there. You never know.
Oh my God.
I know she was so excited about her gowns. That might make her stand out. Which gown is she going to wear? We'll keep you updated on her road trip travels, our eyes and ears for the CMA. But your B-Morning Coffee Club, I am so excited. You know I love coffee.
Yeah.
3 or 4 cups a day. Sometimes even more in the afternoons.
Yeah, usually more.
And I drink it black. I drink it black because I like the taste of coffee. But what else do I like? Maple syrup. Oh, just the smell of maple. I love maple donuts. I love maple on pancakes, the syrup, and French toast. I love maple syrup. And just out, you want healthier coffee, use maple syrup instead of sugar. Mix it in there.
Does it have to be real maple syrup?
Yes. Yes. This is from a study in Canada. I trust our friends north of the border.
They know what they're talking
about. Yes. And how about some of these benefits? Better blood sugar levels. Their blood pressure will fall. Less belly fat if you mix in real maple syrup into your coffee.
Okay.
And the health benefits behind it are, unlike refined sugar, it gets you more than 100 compounds and antioxidants that can boost immunity and help inflammation. I'm all in. I got to go find the best maple syrup. Is there a local one that you go to for the best maple syrup?
I wish I could tell you, but it's long known that I don't like anything but fake maple syrup.
What do you mean fake?
Like the kind that you buy that's buttered flavored. Like the faker the better. Oh, I think I grew up on it so much so that I was too old when I tried real maple syrup.
All right.
And by then I was like, this isn't right. This isn't what syrup tastes like. I was so used to the fake stuff.
You're used to the processed in the grocery store.
Yeah.
That does taste good, but may not have the health benefits like real maple syrup. If you know where to get real maple syrup, I'm going to start mixing my coffee. I want to try that because I love maple. Mm-hmm. I really
makes
do.
Sense.
Let us know, 585-252-WBEE, 252-9233, call or text. Let us know if there's a great local place that I should go try the maple syrup. And I'm getting it strictly for my coffee. That's what I want to do.
If I look over here and you're like,
yeah, well,
just pouring it directly into your mouth.
You're not supposed to take shots of the maple syrup, folks. Just mix in your coffee.
I'm health helping benefits. My body.
Let us love maple syrup. I found a study out of Canada that says there are tremendous health benefits for putting real maple syrup in your coffee, not only for flavor, but for gut health and lowering blood sugar. And I'm trusting this, so I'm going to experiment this study that came out of Canada. I'm like, okay, but where can I go locally for the best maple syrup?
Actually, this person says, what's better, Bo, is natural stuff for coffee. Cinnamon stick. You tried that, remember?
Yeah.
Because it was supposed to, you were supposed to be able to lose weight on it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've already watched him do that. An orange peel to flavor your coffee.
Yeah.
If you're in Webster, it says try Schutz Farm Market.
All
for
right.
your syrup, also Sprague's in Pennsylvania. Bo, if you go to Montezuma Winery, you can try the coffee-flavored wine.
Okay.
Slushy. They also have real maple syrup there.
There's all kind of options there. Hello. Kettle Ridge in Victor has good maple. Kettle Ridge maple. Thanks for giving some good suggestions here on our Donuts Light text line. I'm going to try it. What the heck? Stony Ridge Farms? Okay.
Yeah. This says, good morning, gang. I've never heard of the maple syrup thing, so you're teaching people stuff this morning. But I do know if you put real honey in your coffee, it helps with your allergies.
Local, probably the local honey with the allergy. Okay. All right. Maybe that's the same theory with the local maple syrup. I'm going to try. I'm going to be your guinea pig. I'll let you know how it works out.
And he really does this stuff in here, and it's kind of amusing.
I try everything. 92.5 WBEE.